True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
I know a guy who's probably not thrilled by the warm, humid weather that has settled in again, and he joins us on the line, Steve Kearney. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Am I right? You're not thrilled with the warm, humid weather.
Oh, my goodness, what a great segue. I think you planned that. You must have written that down. That's very well done, Steve. Very true. Yeah, we're talking 80s and high winds right now. Today was the bow opener in Minnesota, and I'm taking a little break for probably 48 hours, wait for things to cool off a little bit. And, you know, anytime you have winds over 15 miles an hour, those deer just don't move. They just don't have the ability to use all their senses and their smell and their sight. And, you know, they usually just kind of bed down and really don't move much when there's wind. So that's kind of my threshold, 15 miles an hour. Anything below that, that's when a good time to hunt. But when it's 15 or over, you might as well stay home and watch football.
Yeah, and Steve, with the heat and humidity, probably not a whole lot of fun out in the woods right now, because it's got to be tough with all the cover, mosquitoes, et cetera.
Yeah, it's not a good mosquito situation out there, Steve. It's especially on these hot days. They just are crazy in the morning and crazy in the evening. But if we can get some cool down here, maybe 40s at night, that'll probably take care of it. But, you know, we have these little thermocells is what they're called. They run on butane, and you put a little wafer in there, and that really takes care of the mosquitoes in your tree stand. Unless it's windy, then they don't work very well. But always have that backup unscented spray if you really need it. And I do from time to time. I just surrender and, you know, put the spray on. But, you know, it's not good. The deer are going to smell it anyway. But, you know, sometimes when it's, you know, that bad in September, you know, you got to take care of it. So far, we'll see. It's the youth waterfowl opener today. Haven't heard many shots. I think it was pretty quiet. The early teal season, I think, took care of that and moved a lot of birds. And so looking forward to the duck opener in a couple of weeks. Looks like overall the ducks are down, basically, you know, generally speaking. Good news, the pheasants are supposed to be up 50% in Minnesota, which is okay, considering, you know, we don't have the birds we used to. Iowa looks really good. This looks like a banner year in Iowa. Sounds like the pheasants are up huge down there. So, yeah, a lot of things to look forward to. Fishing is really strange. You know, some of the lakes I've gotten on this week are really, really going well, and some lakes are just basically shut down, and it's just weird. You can do really well on one lake, and the next day you don't, and it's just, you know, the time of year, the water temperatures are still up in those middle 70s, you know, low 70s. So we got to get down there low 60s, upper 50s, that's when things will be starting. But it's just that kind of transitional time in September where it's a tough go right now, but it will improve.
Yeah, and Steve, when you've been finding fish, for the most part, it sounds like deep water. You got some tips, some strategies?
Yeah, you know, it's weird because we've had a really good shallow bite almost the whole year, and I don't really know why. And all of a sudden, everything's changed to deep water, and a lot of the fish I've been catching have been 25, 35 feet of water over muddy bottoms, and most of them have a lot of larvae and insects and worms in their stomachs, so they're, you know, digging in those bottoms and eating, you know, quite well. And you can see them on your electronics. Usually they're right on the bottom and they're feeding in very deep water right now. So I think, you know, you might want to look towards those spots that you fish in the winter, those deep basins, you know, the deepest part of a lake, and look for a muddy bottom, not a hard bottom. And you can tell on your electronics what is hard bottom, what is soft bottom, if you know what you're doing. And, you know, that pattern is probably going to hold up until the water temperatures start dropping. But it was just like overnight, boom, they're in deep water. It was just really strange. It just happened so fast. But it's really fun. And I've been vertical jigging these fish. I've been getting right on top of them, dropping a glide bait straight down or a jigging spoon, putting it right in front of them and being very aggressive, big lifts and drops. And, you know, you got to trigger those fish. Right now, they're so full of food. There's so many options. There's minnows everywhere. So all you can do is just try to trigger them, make them bite. And, you know, you might get two or three out of a little group, and then you move and you find another group, and you might get one or two out of there. But, you know, that's kind of what's going on right now. And eventually when things cool down, they'll start moving towards the shorelines, and they'll be, you know, in typical areas like they are in May during the early season, where they're starting to fat up before the winter. And that's probably 2 or 3 weeks away, depending what the temperatures are. But we got to get rid of these 80s, man. This is not, we don't want this. We want 60s. I'm the only guy in North America that wants cold weather. Bring it on. We need it.
Yeah. I knew you wouldn't be thrilled about this warm, humid stuff. That's for sure. Hey, Steve, we'll visit again next week. And, of course, through the fall as that hunting season ramps up. And hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy the bow hunt.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'll have one down here by the time we talk next Saturday. I'm going to, you know, get at it, and I'm looking forward to it. By the way, there's a great acorn crop. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere, and I think that's going to really improve the bow hunting, because those deer are going to be in the woods just because there's acorn and mast in there. So I think that's bodes really well for a good season.
Yeah, bumper crop of the acorns, that's for sure. All right, Steve, take care.
You too, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors Saturday. He's been doing it for years here on the weekends. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Dreusline from the Outdoor News has an hour-long show between 5 and 6, chock full of great info and guests. It's Rob in the Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.